appreciate the word of the Lord that we've already heard this morning, don't you? Amen. I appreciate Brother Sumner, and I agree with what Brother Gabbard has said about Brother Sumner. To me, there are some of our heroes of the faith. That's just the way I feel about it. And I don't mean to embarrass Brother Sumner at all or Sister Sumner, either one. But I noticed one thing when he was up here preaching to us, and you couldn't see it. But when he had his Bible opened up, it was obviously a well-worn book. Marks all in it appeared to be. If you want to be much for God, you must be much with God. And that's why Brother and Sister Sumner are the great people that they are for the movement and for the kingdom of God. Amen. I appreciate them and their life. It's been a privilege to be here with you, and looking forward to tonight's service and tomorrow as well. But today I'd just like to obey the Lord, if you don't mind. If you want to open your Bibles with me to Psalms 103. Psalms 103. In the altar service today, I'd like for God to do some wonderful things that would be memorable in our lives. I preach to an altar. Amen. I preach to an altar. And so that's what we're working toward already, is the altar service today. And if the Lord will help me this morning, I'm going to try to preach to you for a little while on divine healing, because I believe in healing. And we need healing. Amen. And so when we come to the altar today, I'd like for us to respond with that in our heart, in our mind, that God would bring healing. I thought it was interesting that Brother Sumner closed out by quoting those verses and focusing on healing. Amen. Psalms 103, verse number 1. I believe it's your custom to stand for the reading of the word, so if you'd stand with me, Psalms 103, verse number 1 through verse number 5. If you have it, say amen. Amen. The Bible said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." Praise God. Look at verse number 3. "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases." Notice that. Who healeth all thy diseases. Praise God. I want to preach to you for a little while this morning, if the Lord will help us, on who is the healer. Amen. Can we pray together? Heavenly Father, I thank you for the word of the Lord that's already been shared with us this morning. I thank you, Lord, for the singing. I thank you for your presence. But Lord, now I ask that you would add your anointing to the preaching of the word of God. I pray that you would stand me in liberty, Lord. But most of all, I pray that the presence of God would settle down in this building, Lord, much like you were last night. And would you bring healing to hearts and to minds and to bodies and to spirit and even souls, God, today. I pray for that healing power in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen and amen. You may be seated. Amen. We have read here today of the benefits, praise God, of serving the Lord. We have read a treasure house of blessing in this psalm. As a matter of a fact, David calls them benefits. Hallelujah. Look at verse number 3. The first benefit that he speaks of is the forgiveness of our iniquities. I'm glad that I've been forgiven, aren't you today? Amen. But then notice in verse number 4, he talks about our redemption from destruction. And then in verse 4 again, a crowning of kindness and mercy on our life. Verse number 5, he talks of the benefit of being satisfied with good things. Amen. I believe
believe that we ought to be satisfied with the good things of God. And then he closes out verse number 5 by reminding us that there is a renewing of youthful strength that comes to the soul that is satisfied. Amen. That is quite a list of benefits, isn't it? And I say that all of them are worth blessing God for. All of them are worth giving him praise for. But right in the middle of our Bible text today, God speaks of a promised benefit for his people. He said, "Who healeth all thy diseases?" Oh, what an awesome benefit that is. Oh, yes, I'm glad for the forgiveness of my sin. I'm glad that all of my sin is under the covering of the blood. I thank God for his redemption, where he bought me back to himself. I thank the Lord for the liberty that he gives, and the satisfaction in my life, and the renewing of the outward man daily. Amen. But oh, I'm glad for healing for the body, and the soul and spirit were made available by God as well. Amen. Oh, thank God for the benefits of serving the Lord. And David said, bless him for them. Bless the Lord for them. Amen. Right now, can we just lift up our hands and say, thank you, God, for the benefits of serving you. Hallelujah. But notice here, amen, do we believe in the benefits? Oh, glory. In Isaiah chapter number 53, the Bible said, "Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, but we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions." Can I ask you, do you believe that statement? He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Amen. We believe every one of those, don't we? But notice the last one. "For this is where we struggle, and with his stripes we are healed." I said, "With his stripes we are healed." Amen. I feel like there's healing in the house. I feel like there's healing available. Do we believe in that benefit? In verse number 1, he said, "Who hath believed our report?" Do you believe the report today? He said, not only do you believe it, amen, but to them is the arm of the Lord revealed. I want to believe it today, Brother Gabbard, but I'd like to see God reveal it. I'd like to see God bring healing into the house of the Lord this morning. In Mark chapter number 9, verse number 23, Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." Amen, friend, do you believe God? I said, do you believe God? Do you believe with his stripes we are healed? Do you believe in the healing power of God? Amen, verse 24 said in Mark 9, "And straightway the father of the child cried out, Lord, I believe." I wish somebody today would let belief and faith rise up in your heart. Amen. I'd like for us to be able to sing that song. I believe God. I believe God. Amen. Trust and obey. Believe him and say, I believe. I believe God. I believe the true report that healing is the children's bread. Amen. Do you believe he saves? Can I hear you? Do you believe he saves? Do you believe he liberates? Do you believe he delivers? Do you believe he satisfies? But do we believe today that he still heals? Hallelujah. I believe God. Look at our text with me today and let me preach to you from the Word of God, going backwards through our text. Who healeth all thy diseases. Notice that last phrase, which will be our first point, the problems of life. For he said, thy diseases. Oh, glory. Thy diseases. Notice that it is plural. For every one of them is covered. Oh, hallelujah. This word is used five times in the scripture. In Deuteronomy 29 and 22, it is translated as sicknesses. In Psalms 103, our text, it is diseases. In 2 Chronicles 21, 19, again, it is diseases. In Jeremiah 14, 18, it is said to be them that are sick. Hallelujah. In Jeremiah 16 and 4, it is labeled as grievous deaths. But all of them refer to forms of sickness or disease or death. Some commentators say that this word carries the connotation of more than just a physical disease, but also the soul disease of sin. But more likely, it includes affliction. Amen. Are you among us today and you are battling an affliction? Are you here today and you are wrestling with a disease and cannot get the victory? Amen. Thy diseases, the problems of life. Oh, the torment of affliction. And the word of God said many are the afflictions of the righteous. And I feel like there are people that sit in the pew today, amen, that are wrestling with an affliction. You are battling with a torment. It may be in your body. It may be in your mind. It may be a spiritual affliction. Amen. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord, I said, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Amen. I must ask you today, what is the problem of your life? Has it overwhelmed your life until it seems to control you? Has it overwhelmed your faith? Amen. Has hope disappeared? Has faith flickered? Has trust died? Amen. Oh, maybe today it is a spiritual affliction. Maybe it is a physical disease. Amen. Who knows exactly what it is? But I came to preach to you today that for every problem of life, there is a healer. I said there is a healer. And he's present. He's in the house. He's walking the aisles. And his intention is to heal every one of us that are sick and afflicted in the house today. Thy diseases, the problems of life. But notice the next part. Amen. The prospect of limitations. Look at the verse. All thy diseases. Is there a limit to what God can heal? Oh, help us here, Lord. Is there a limit to what God can heal? I believe God put that little word all in there to be inclusive. Everything. All diseases can be healed by the power of God. Amen. But Satan tries so hard to turn that inclusion into an exclusion. He'll look at you and say, yes, God can heal. I'll grant that. There's no way to deny it. He heals everything, but not what you've got. He'll heal everything, but not what you're battling with. Oh, yes, he is a healer. He has healed before, but he has never healed this. You are a hopeless case. Amen. That is the job of the devil, to deny the power of God. Amen. To put us prospect of limitations upon it. Has Satan been telling you that healing is not for you? Has the devil told you even this week you cannot be healed? You cannot be restored? You cannot be made whole? Amen. But I felt like telling you a few things this morning. Amen. Number one, if the devil's been telling you anything, he is a liar. I said he is a liar. Amen. There's one source of of truth in this entire world. And this is it right here. Amen. Thy word is truth. If you want the truth, listen to the word of God. Listen to the Holy Ghost. Listen to the preacher, because his word is truth. And the devil is a liar. Hallelujah. In Exodus chapter 23, amen, in verse number 25 and 26, it said, "And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee." Oh, glory to God. Oh, I want to read that again. I felt a witness of the Spirit right there. "And ye shall serve the Lord." That's the first step. You've got to serve the Lord. Serve the Lord thy God. "And he shall bless thy bread and thy water." Hallelujah. If you serve him, he will bless you. And then look at the next one. "And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee." Glory to God. You serve him, he will bless you. He will heal you. He will make you fruitful. Notice the number of thy days I will fulfill. Look at verse 26. "There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill." Amen. This is how I believe the word of God. Amen. In other words, I will do it until you live the days of life that I have given to you. Hey, hey, hey. Amen. I believe that you, amen, will not die until God is done with you. Amen. I believe you cannot die until God is done with you. Amen. So let God determine when you die, and let God determine if you live. And until the day you die, believe for healing. For healing is for you. I said healing is for you. I said healing is for you. With his stripes, we are. We are healed. Help us, Holy Ghost. F.F. Bosworth said, amen, if you ever want to read about healing, read his book, Christ the Healer. F.F. Bosworth said, "It is God's will to heal until a man lives out his allotted span of life." Oh, glory to God. I'm going to say it again. You can't die until God is through with you. Amen. Let me give you some more Bible for that, because I feel your doubt trying to overwhelm my faith. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 13 tells us a story. Amen. Through verses 14 through 20. In verse number 14 it says, "Elisha fell sick of the sickness wherewith he died." Here's a great man of God, Brother McCoy, but he's dying. He has a disease. But look in verses 15 through 19, and that king comes to him and wants one more word from God. He wants one more message from the Lord. And so God begins to speak through, amen, the prophet one more time. And he speaks the prophet's message. He gives the word of the Lord. He commands, he gives it all, lays it out. And in verse number 20 it said, "And he died." Amen. He could not die until God had gotten the last prophecy out of him. Amen. He could not die. He was already sick, Brother Brent. He was already on his way to the grave. But God said, "Death, you stand at the door, because I've got one more thing for him to do. I've got one more job for him to complete." I said, you need to believe it is God's will to heal you. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. You need to believe it. It's God's will to heal you. Amen. Believe the word of God. Get a death grip on it and say, "We are." I said, "We are healed." How many diseases and afflictions can be healed? Anybody want to tell us? All of them. Help us, Holy Ghost. Amen. Can I just take my time and preach this morning? Amen. Preacher, you ready to help me out? Glory to God. There is no disease that cannot be healed. In Matthew chapter number 8. Amen. Just work with me here, all right? In Matthew chapter 8, verse number 14. Read to us, preacher man.
When Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left.
Oh,
and she arose and ministered unto them. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick.
How many of them that were sick were healed in that Bible verse? All of them that were sick were healed. We know that he cast out the devils. We know that he healed Peter's mother-in-law. But brother, he healed all of them that were sick. Amen. I'm just crazy enough to believe, amen, that God is still able to heal all of them that are sick in the house of the Lord today. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 and 24, brother.
And Jesus went all about Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom,
yes,
and healing all
manner
of sickness and all manner of disease among his people. And his fame went throughout Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them.
All. Three times in those two verses, God said, I can take care of all of it. It doesn't matter if you're a lunatic. It doesn't matter if you're diseased. I can heal all of them. In Matthew chapter 14, verse number 14, amen, they brought a multitude, amen, and it said they're sick, and he healed all the sick that were in the group. In Luke chapter 4, verse 38 through 40, he healed every one of them. That's what the Bible said. In Acts chapter 10, verse 38, all that were oppressed. Amen. I want to preach to you for a little while. Amen. That there is no limitation on God. The devil may tell you there is, but there is no limitation. If you go back to Matthew 8 and verse number 17, it said, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. It is speaking of his atonement, but it was for all. It was for mine. It was for yours. It was for yours. It was for hers. It was for his. It was for all of us. Oh, glory to God. It's for everyone. There is no prospect of limitations with God. With man, it's impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Amen. Let me preach a little while longer. Amen. Notice the possibility of liberation. Amen. First of all, thy diseases, the problems of life, all the prospect of limitations. But notice that next word, healeth. Oh, glory. What a possibility of liberation. Amen. That word healeth means to be healed or cured. It is Rapha in the Hebrew. He said, the Lord that healeth. The Lord is Jehovah. Do you remember the song they sang last night about Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Jireh? Remember that? Those are the redemptive names of God. They are called the redemptive names because they are all included in Calvary's redemptive work. Even the first one that we find is Jehovah Shammah. It means the Lord is near. It's found in Ezekiel 48. Amen. It is included in Calvary, for we are made nigh by the blood of the cross. Amen. Thank God for Jehovah Shammah. And the next one is Jehovah Jireh. The Lord is our provider. It's found in Genesis 22 when Abraham was offering Isaac, and he said, the Lord will provide a lamb. And Jesus was that lamb slain on Mount Calvary, offered up as the Lamb of God. for the sins of the world. Amen. The next one is Jehovah Raha. It is the Lord our shepherd. It's found in Psalm 23. And the shepherd laid down his life for the sheep. Thank God for Calvary. The next one is Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is our peace. In Judges chapter 6. But Isaiah said, the chastisement of our peace was put upon him. Amen. The next one's Jehovah Nissi. It is the Lord our banner. It means victory. It means victory. In Exodus 17, the serpent was lifted up on the rod, and everybody that looked lived. But Jesus said, as the serpent was lifted up in the wilderness, even so shall the Son of Man be lifted up. And if I be lifted up, I will draw men. All you got to do today is look and live. The sixth one is Jehovah Tsidkenu. It is the Lord our righteousness. Jeremiah 23, 5 and 6. And on Calvary he opened up the way to righteousness. Our righteousness is as filthy rags, but his righteousness has been imputed unto us. Amen. The last one is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth. Amen. In Exodus chapter 15 we find it. In our text we find it again. And 60 times in the Old Testament, we find it mentioned. And always it is healing or a cure. And that was open at Calvary too. For with his stripes, we are healed. I came to preach today. He heals our diseases. And you can be healed. I said you can be healed. He's the one that will set you free. He's the one that will bring deliverance. He's the one that will heal you right now. Now, I wish somebody would grab a hold of it by faith and say, I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. Brother, that sounds charismatic. No, it's Calvary. And we're healed by the blood. We're healed by the stripes. We're healed by Calvary. Grab a hold of it and believe God. Hallelujah. I'm closing here and moving to an altar. Amen. Sister, if you don't mind to come help us. Sister Whitney. Amen. We're moving to an altar. Because I want to build your faith up just high enough to get you to step out and believe God for a healing today. The problems of life, thy diseases, all the prospect of limitations, healeth, oh glory, the possibility of liberation. But notice this last one. He said, who? Who is it? I'm preaching this morning, Brother Massey, on who is the healer? Who is it that healeth us? Who is it that paid the price on Calvary? Amen. He told us the answer in verse 1 and verse 2. For he said, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. That is who the healer is. Amen. Like they sang last night, it's all in Jesus. My sweet Jesus. It's all in Jesus. Give him the praise. Amen. I'm telling you, it's all in Jesus Christ. Amen. Right now, can we say together, Jesus, Jesus, it's all in Jesus. Amen. Would you mind to work with me here just a minute? Amen. In John chapter number 4 and verse number 43, somebody came by and healed the nobleman's son. Do you know who did it? It was Jesus. Amen. In Mark chapter 1, amen, there was a deliverance from an evil spirit. Can you tell me who did it? Jesus. In Mark and Matthew and John, amen, it said that they healed Peter's mother-in-law. Who was it that did it? It was Jesus. In Matthew chapter 8, he healed many at evening. Who was it that did that? It was Jesus. In Matthew 8 and Mark chapter 1, he healed a leper. His name is Jesus. Amen, he healed a centurion's servant. In Matthew chapter 8, who did that? It was Jesus in Matthew chapter 9. He healed a withered hand. Who did it? It was Jesus in Matthew chapter 12. Amen. In John chapter 7, he raised the widow's son. His name is Jesus. In Mark chapter 5, he delivered a demoniac. Who did that? Let me hear you, Jesus. Let me hear you, Jesus. Amen. In Matthew, in Mark chapter 8, let me tell you. Amen. He healed the woman with the issue of blood. And then he raised Jairus' daughter. Who did that? It was Jesus. Amen. And in Matthew 9, he healed two blind men. And then he healed a mute man. Who did it? Jesus. In John chapter 5, he healed the lame at the pool of Bethesda. In Matthew chapter 14, he healed many sick. It's all in Jesus. My sweet Jesus. Let's give him the praise. High glory. In Matthew chapter 5, he healed a demon-possessed daughter. In Mark chapter 7, he heals the deaf and the dumb man. In Mark chapter 8, he heals a blind man. Amen. You're not getting tired of it yet, are you? I'm trying to tell you, it's Jesus who is the healer. Jesus. In John chapter 9, he heals a man born blind. In Luke chapter 9, he heals a boy with a demon that's trying to get him to kill himself. In Matthew chapter 12, he heals a blind and a mute demoniac. In Luke 13, he heals a crippled woman. In Luke 14, he healed a man with a dropsy. In John 11, he raised Lazarus from the dead. In Matthew 20, he healed Bartimaeus. In Luke 22, he restored Malchus' ear. Amen. I say it's Jesus. It's all in Jesus. He is the healer. I said he is the healer. Can we worship him a minute? Can we obey God in this house? Amen. Lift up Jesus. Look to him and live right now. It's all in Jesus. I said it's all in Jesus. It's all in Jesus. It's all in his name. It's all in his work. It's all in Calvary. It's all in the blood. It's all in the stripes. It's all in Jesus. If you'd like to be healed today, I want you to step out and come in line across the front. Right now. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Can we lift up Jesus one more time? Come on, church. It's not about Brother Brim. It's not about Brother Brent Gabbard. It's about Jesus. Lift him up right now. Amen. Can you sing a little bit, Sister Whitney? Amen. It's all in Jesus.
Well, while they're coming right now. Well, the blind man came to the master one day. Touched his eyes.
Come on down if you want healing right now.
And I heard him say,
in the name of Jesus.
Give him the praise, Jesus. Give him the honor, Jesus.
Come on, church, let's give him the glory.
Jesus.
Let's give him praise.
Give him the glory.
Let's give him honor.
Jesus, my sweet Jesus.
He inhabits the praises of his people. He is
Jesus.
The healer.
Give him the honor, Jesus. Give him the praise. Jesus, give him the glory. It's all in Jesus, my sweet Jesus. All in Jesus, I give him the praise. Oh, it's Jesus. Give him the honor. Jesus, give him the praise. Jesus, give him the glory. It's all in Jesus, my sweet Jesus. All in Jesus, give him the praise. Well, the blind man came to the master one day.
Yes,
touched his
Jesus.
Eyes with a spittle of clay. He opened his eyes,
lift him
heard
up.
Him say, all
lift
in Jesus,
him
give
up.
Him the praise. Jesus, give him the honor. Jesus, give him the praise. Jesus, give him the glory. It's all in Jesus, my sweet Jesus. All in Jesus, give him the praise.
This is what I felt like doing today. Amen. As I was praying for this service, in Psalms chapter 23 and verse number 5, He said, thou anointest my head with oil. Amen. If you need healing right now, amen, I'm going to ask this shepherd of the church, the pastor, to come forward. Amen. And anoint you and pray for you right now. Amen. For that shepherd would take that anointing oil and rub it on the wounds of the head and the wounds of the face, that it would bring healing to that sheep. And right now, the good shepherd is walking through the flock to bring healing to the body and healing to the mind and healing to the soul. If you need healing right now, let the shepherd anoint you and let the good shepherd heal you in the name of Jesus. Hey, let's lift him up. Let's lift him up. It's Jesus.
Well, I called on the Lord from the valley of sin, reached way down and he took me in. Guides my steps, holds my hand. I'm running all the way to the promised land. It's Jesus.
Give him the honor.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, give him the praise.
Oh, Jesus.
Give him the glory. It's all in Jesus. My sweet Jesus. All in Jesus. Give him the praise.
Oh, yes, it's Jesus.
Give him the honor.
Jesus.
Give him the praise.
Oh, Jesus.
Give him the glory. It's all in Jesus. My sweet Jesus. All in Jesus. Give him the praise.